Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. We begin a whole new chapter, a whole new parak of Mishnayos Avos. We have completed Prakim Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. We are halfway through Mishnayos Avos. An exciting new beginning, a new start. Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. Ben Zoma Omer, Ezehu Chacham, who is considered wise? Halomed Mikol Adam, one who learns from all individuals. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Mikol Milamdai Hiskalti Ki Edosecha Sichali. I have learned from all. I become wiser from all individuals. Ki Edosecha Sichali, because your statutes, your rules, your Torah is my song. And not only is this a Mishnah, but it's also a well-known Gemara. Gemara Mesechas Tainis Dav Zainam and Aleph teaches us, Harbe Torli Madati Mirabosai. I've learned a lot of Torah from my rabbis. Umechavera Yoser Mikulam, and from my friends even more. And from my students, I have learned the most. And how true this is, I could speak from personal experience. The teacher is often the one who gains the most from teaching. The more one teaches, the more one has students, whether it's on a grade school level, an elementary school, high school, older yeshiva level, adult education, wherever it is, one's students sharpens one's understanding. One has to be prepared for one's questions. One has to be prepared for others' comments. And from one's students, one becomes sharper, wiser, smarter, and more careful in terms of the Torah that is being taught. From one of my rabbeim, I heard Rabbi Reuven Leichter, who spent 2 years teaching in Haifa. And when he returned to Yerushalayim, he told his Rebbe, Rabbi Shlomo Volbi, the great Mashkiach of the last generation, said, it has been an unbelievable 2-year experience. I've taught so much Torah, so many shiurim, so many classes. It's been an unbelievable experience. And Rav Volbi turned to him and told him, no, it's not been such an experience. Because you have taught beginners. And often from beginners, you're not sharpened. And you're not given the opportunity to answer their difficult questions and their complications and their challenges. Now that you're back in Yerushalayim, you'll be challenged even more. And your skills will be sharpened. Your Torah understanding will be deeper. From another one of my rabbis, I heard just the opposite. He said that the greatest lessons, the greatest Torah that he taught was beginner entry-level Gemara. Because there he had to teach the students the most basic skills, and it forced him to understand and explain things on such a simple level, forced him to use terminology and words and get back to the basics. Sometimes we skip over that when we teach, and we just hit for the high grand slam or whatever it is, and we forget how to swing and hit singles. But when you teach entry-level, and beginners, one has to sharpen one's skills because one's students, even at an early stage and at an early level, are able to sharpen one's understanding. And it's true for parents, for grandparents, for chavrusa. As the Gemara says in Maseches Ta'anis, O chavrusa, O misusa. If one has a chavrusa, the chavrusa sharpens one's understanding because you're forced to explain things differently. You can't just talk to yourself or think to yourself. And thus, the Torah can only be studied through a student, and even more than that, one student allows one to pass along the Mesorah and to pass along one's understanding, and thus, we call a great sage, a Torah scholar, not a Chacham, but a Talmud Chacham. Because a Chacham, a wise scholar, continues to be a student, continues to be a Talmud Chacham. As the Gemara says in Maseches Yuma, Avram Zaken Yoshev B'Yeshiva, Yitzchak Zaken Yoshev B'Yeshiva, Yaakov Zaken Yoshev B'Yeshiva, the others continue to learn. There's no such thing as shelving a book. When it comes to other areas of scholarship, other areas of academia, you finish a book, you shelve it, and you move to the next. Biology, chemistry, organic chemistry, whatever it is, you finish one and you move on to the next. When it comes to Torah, there's more to learn. There's never an end to the Torah that could be understood. And one's students, one's children, one's grandchildren, one's colleagues, one's friends, and one's neighbor helps sharpen one's understanding. But there's another element to this as well. The Gemara says in Maseches Megillah, David hu akatan, David was the youngest of his siblings. Kishem shebialduso hiktin atzmo, just like in his early years, he made himself small. Etzel misha gavul mimena b'Torah, he made himself small to those who were even greater than him in Torah study. Kach b'malchuso hiktin atzmo etzel misha gavul mimena b'chachma. So too, David HaMelech made himself small, even though he was the king, David Melech Yisrael Chai v'Kayam. If somebody had something wise to say, thoughtful to say, a comment to make, an anecdote to share, David was willing to listen to those who were smaller than him. And here is another important lesson. often when it comes to various matters, the greater one is, the less one is willing to listen to those smaller. Often the boss is not willing to listen to the employee. And the greater you are up in the chain of command, the less willing you are to listen to your more junior employer. But David HaMelech teaches us just the opposite. And often we find that the greater the leader, the more the leader is willing to listen, to learn, and to contemplate and to think and consider about comments, anecdotes, remarks of those younger, those less involved. Because often those people have insights that are remarkable and can be sharp and can be thoughtful and penetrating that could inspire one. It's true in teaching settings. It's true in business settings. It's true in a gamut of organizations. Situations. But don't just be willing to listen to those higher up on the hierarchy or on the chain of command. Think, listen to those younger than you, those who are in a different position, whether it's horizontal or whether it's vertical. Either way, David HaMelech, David, the greatest king of Israel, was willing to listen to those smaller, those younger, and those not in positions of power greater than him. And it's true, I've seen it in so many circumstances, in organizations, in shuls, in yeshivas, in businesses. Those who are willing to consider ideas, thoughts about those who one ordinarily wouldn't think to consider, those are the greatest leaders, because the younger and those not in positions of power, and those not in a greater position, often have ideas to share, thoughts to resonate with you, to contemplate, to think, and to consider. So yes, as this Mishnah says, Ezehu chacham alo mikol adam. It's true in the world of Torah, it's true in the world of Yira, it's true in the world of spirituality, but it's true in the physical world that we live in as well. Be willing to consider others' opinions. It will sharpen you, it will make you think, it will make you contemplate and consider. But not only is it true in the world of the spirit, in the world of Torah study, not only is it true in the world of physicality, but it's also true specifically in the world of Psak Halacha. The great Torah sage, the great Poseg, Ragon Rechaim Palachi, in his Sefer Kol HaChayim, in Ma'areches Dalet Os Tesvav, writes, and I quote, Shemechabre Svarim, authors, those who are writing Torah, rabbinic literature, She'enem Maskim B'divreim Rak Divrei Hashas V'Rishonim, that only cite the works of Chazal and the Rishonim, the medieval commentaries, U'Misalmi M'Sifrei HaChronim, and don't quote contemporary or later sages, Lo Tove Mosim, they're not doing good. Ki afilu ma shetalmid vasik asid lechadish niten lemoshe b'sinai kvar shanenu ezehu chacham alomi mikol adam. So Reb Chaim Palachi quotes our Mishnah and teaches us, don't just quote earlier sources. Of course, those are the basics, and those are the basis for all psak halacha. But quote contemporary scholars, quote later sages, because they too have an understanding that can allow one to appreciate psak halacha. As the well-known saying goes, dwarfs on the shoulders of giants, the later sages are dwarfs, but it's true when we're on the shoulder of giants, we can often see other things. And the same thing is quoted by the Chidah and his Tshuvas Rav Paulim Chelak Aleph in the Psicha. Sheyesh Rabbanim Shein Darkim Chibureim Lasu L'Chapis B'Sefer Achram. There are certain rabbinic scholars, poskim, halachic authorities, who are not willing to quote contemporary literature or later sages or scholars. Eloponim Dafka L'Sifri Shonim. They're only quoting the medieval scholars. V'Kosvim Ashenir Lem L'Fi Hachras Daita Musvarasim Kasher Tasi Yadam. And based upon what the Rishonim say, they'll then paskin. Says the Rav Poalim, says the Chidah, that's wrong. See how the later poskim, see how the Chassam Sofer, see how Rabbi Akiva Eiger understood the psak of the Rashba, the Rosh, and the Rif. Don't just use your knowledge to understand the Rishonim, but see what the later Achronim do as well. And he concludes, B'mechilas Tvod Torasa. And in my humble opinion, Lo Tov Esim, they're not doing good. Ki Klal Gavul Batora, Sheinatar Niknes Ele Bechabura, Vezehu Chacham Alomi Mikol Adam. Says the Chidah, make sure to learn from those who are smaller, those who are not just the Rishonim, not just Chazal, but see how later sages understood Chazal and use their understanding to sharpen your understanding. So let's use this Mishnah to allow us to appreciate those who are younger, those who are smaller, and not just look only to the wiser, the smarter, the greater, the older, but appreciate everything that every individual has to say. That's the lesson of our Mishnah, Ezehu Chacham, Halomi Mikol Adam. Have a wonderful Shabbos.